From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting today in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman, Mark Toner, on the U.S. focus for these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with them, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way to escape the war. Meantime, the Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town from the Islamic State. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented 2 nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land base and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. A top U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed an electronic countermeasure to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting 3 radar sites in Yemen, territory controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. The United Nations says around 370,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike seen since mid-July. The UN officials in Pakistan acknowledge the exodus of registered Afghan refugees is largely volunteer. They also note that the refugee agency's decision to double the cash grant for voluntary returnees from $200 to $400 per person in mid-June, and a newly launched campaign by the Afghan government to encourage the displaced families to return to Afghanistan to take part in the nation building are major contributing factors, that is, for the unusual rise in the number of Afghans choosing repatriation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he is establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left hundreds dead. Mr. Ban toured the country to see firsthand the extensive destruction left by Matthew, as storm victims continue to express frustration at delays in getting help.
I saw hundreds and hundreds of houses destroyed, and even old trees. It swept the whole villages. As President said, more than 500 people have lost their lives, and I met so many displaced persons, young people, women, the pregnant, and some sick people. It was heartbreaking.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bond also said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. The Philippines is being slammed by Typhoon Sarika. The storm has forced the evacuation of thousands of people early Sunday on the main Philippine island of Luzon. The heavy rainfall has caused minor landslides, damaged crops. Weather officials say Sarika is moving toward the South China Sea, but not before causing power outages and wind damage. Nearly 200 of the world's nations reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases at a climate conference in Rwanda. Gina McCarthy is head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We are now turning the curve on one of the most potent group of greenhouse gases, the ones that are contributing significantly to global warming. We're expected to continue to escalate. We are going to be chopping that down to a very minimal level.
That's Gina McCarthy of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Details on much more news at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.